This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Jimmy Stone's Room of Wonders here inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. You're going to be performing throughout the weekend, and keep listening to KUAF for the exact venues. Originally, Trail Mix was going to be outside. We're going to find out more about that. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you.
It's a cliche to say that there is a band that defies easy description of what kind of music they play, but you guys defy what kind of music you play. It's not easy to categorize, and that's a good thing.
Thank you very much.
I look at the list of influences that you claim and then that I hear. It's basically, I think, you wake up in the morning and you begin absorbing.
Yes, and I've been doing that for a long time.
We should have everyone introduce themselves. Let's start here on our left here on the radio with the bass.
I'm Andrew Small.
Andrew Small on the bass.
Bobby Hawk on fiddle.
We've heard Jamie.
Oh, hey, Rob Mosher on the woodwinds.
Rob, you were playing multiple instruments there.
Yeah, well, I was playing the oboe for a while there, and then the oboe decided that it was going to start creating problems, so I switched over to clarinet because I didn't have time to fix it. So.
I just figured that was part of the deal.
Well, it was.
Okay.
But not by the choice of the deal.
I see. How did the four of you come together? Was it a gradual process?
It was a gradual process. I met Rob at the Banff Center for the Arts in Alberta, Canada. We were both studying with Dave Douglas and Bill Frisell for this three-week creative music workshop for composers. And that was almost 10 years ago. And we just hit it off and have been friends and collaborators ever since. He played on my very first record. We've stayed in touch through the years. And then in the last couple of years, we started playing quite a lot. And then I had heard about Andrew and Bobby through the community of acoustic musicians that we're all friends with and part of. And then got a chance to hear them play and meet, and it was like instant chemistry. And so this group kind of came together just by happenstance at first, and then it's been a pretty special blend of sounds and approaches that we've been working on for the last couple of years.
You mentioned the blend of sounds. You do draw from a lot of different styles of music. How are you able to blend them together so that it works, so that it doesn't just sound like a disjointed mess?
Well, some of that is like, I and maybe I speak for all of us, are interested in like particular things about these different kinds of music. So I think there's a lot of fusion, as it's sometimes called, music where the kind of veneer of styles is what gets blended. Oh, it sounds like Dixieland and reggae music, mm-hmm. and this and that. And I kind of feel like we're interested in deeper aspects of the music. Like I really love the sense of improvisation and interaction and spirit of the moment in jazz. And the music doesn't really sound like jazz, but the intent is so much like jazz. And then we all love chamber music and play that as well. And so the dynamic and the sense of orchestration, I feel like, is really there. We all love folk music. And so the like clarity of melody and the kind of grit. And so I feel like we're kind of after the like heart of some of those things rather than like something that's stylistically accurate. Mm-hmm. So I feel like in a way that's why it works, because those common qualities just make for good music in all of those different styles.
Can it be something where you're working with a composition and you suddenly there's sort of this epiphany that, oh, this kind of connects to Bach or Kurt Cobain or something else, that you'll hear this musical connection that maybe you wouldn't have heard if you hadn't been playing the instruments?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's really like tangential, like it's just a kind of texture of an idea in my head somewhere. You know, yesterday we did a workshop for some school kids up in Rogers, and at the end of a piece there was like a kind of fade out, and you know, I didn't want the twang or the banjo, but I wanted to participate, and I just kind of heard like, you know, what would be like the brushes washing on the snare drum at the end of a jazz ballad, and so I just went like this, and some kid asked like, what'd you do that for? You know, and I explained that I just kind of heard this thing in my head, like I was thinking about being a drummer for a second. And I think all of us do that, regardless of what instrument we play. We hear sounds, and it might be like the sound of a, you know, gamelan instrument for a second, or it might be imagining a string section where Andrew's just playing one or two notes. But like, I almost feel like there's this like hint, you know, or tip of the hat to these like much bigger traditions that kind of come out all the time.
I want to ask about you studied with Bill Frisell, who is one of the best musicians in the world. What is it like when you're working with other musicians and not just to play music, but to learn? Does your brain work differently in that sequence or no?
I mean, Bill is like a really astounding human being. Like, he just lives and breathes the same way that you hear him in his music. He's incredibly humble and quiet and sort of like awkward, but very present. Mm-hmm. And I just learned, like, in a way, my brain was just like tuned to some different airwaves, you know, when I was hanging out with him. And I just basically got to spend a couple of days, and mostly we just played, and mostly he was self-deprecating and saying like, oh man, your tunes sound great. I was sort of having trouble with them, but then he's there playing beautiful stuff, right, and kind of like beaming at you, you know, while he's playing. He doesn't ever look at himself. He's like always like making eye contact and smiling with the people he's making music with. And I just feel like I learned a lot, but nothing I could like write down on a piece of paper, you know. It was just more like a spirit about how he made music that was really affecting.
Should we hear one more?
I think we should.
Do you mind playing one more? What will we hear?
Andrea Berger.
That was Jamie Stone's Room of Wonders inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier today. You can learn more at Jamie, that's J-A-Y-M-E, stone.com.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, Jasper.
And we forgot, Christine and I yesterday forgot to name a winner for the family pack, which is four tickets to Arvest Ballpark to see the Naturals, mm-hmm. four vouchers, plus four passes to any Malco movie theater in the area. I asked about three specific cases mm-hmm. in Perry Mason because it was Law Day. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone had it right.
Oh, really?
Those were the three cases Perry Mason lost on television.
Oh.
He only lost 3 out of 300.
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty
the
good
defense,
record.
Defense lawyer you want. Many people got that correctly. The vouchers and tickets go to Sherry Keas.
K-E-A-S.
Yes, Sherry will be in touch. Thanks so much for listening. You were right. Those were the three he lost.
And I'm sorry we have to talk about this.
We had not planned to.
No, we have to talk about postponements and cancellations, not for rain, but for snow.
Yes.
Again, it is May 3rd.
All right. So first Friday tonight, canceled.
First Friday in Bentonville is canceled, done, not happening.
Right.
Let's see. Tomorrow, two events that were scheduled for tomorrow. The Junior League's Touch a Truck has been rescheduled for May 18th.
Okay.
And the Horses for Healing Golf Tournament that was tomorrow has been rescheduled for May 31st.
Okay.
So those have been rescheduled.
Spring Fest is postponed.
Spring Fest in Fayetteville,
right,
which is coming back for its 30th year.
Right. Postponed.
But we don't have a date for that yet.
Right. Now, not everything that was going to happen in downtown Fayetteville yesterday was Spring Fest. Some
right.
of it's Artisphere. Again, go to artispherefestival.org.
For more information.
Right. Foam Fest, as of we know it right now, is happening.
But they're looking to move it indoors.
Right.
So stay tuned there to, I think that's Fayetteville Foam Fest or foamfestfayetteville.com.
Right. And Trail Mix, at this point, is happening.
It is.
Indoors. Details still to come.
Trying to figure out where indoors.
Right. Artistfearfestival.org will be your clearinghouse for Artist Fear Festival information. If you're unsure if something you were going to was Spring Fest or Artist Fear, again, go to artistfearfestival.org.
And Jamie, who you just heard, is supposed to be performing at Trail Mix.
Right.
Tomorrow. Where? We're still not sure.
Right.
He will be at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs.
Monday night.
There may be a few tickets left to that.
Yeah, after hearing this, you probably want to go, especially because it's in Thorn Crown.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to hurry because we were told there were maybe single digits.
Just a couple. Yeah, because the idea is it's a smaller venue and smaller concert, more intimate and whatnot. Again, I am sorry to everyone for this because I know everybody's very excited about it. I was excited about all the things happening this weekend, and organizers are scrambling to make sure these things still happen and whatnot. So we will keep you updated.
Yes.
And again, artistspherefestival.org, waltonartcenter.org, fayettevillefoamfest.com.
All right.
What else?
Anything else you're planning to do tomorrow that we haven't mentioned, check.
Do check.
Especially if it's outdoors.
Especially if it's outdoors.
All right. Ozarks at Large, a production of KUAF. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Thanks so much for listening. Stay warm.